Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend, Shish Beit Sashul, to Marmar Eretz Yichlu, Ishmatz, Marat Zester, Bas Rav Shmuel, Eretz Mis, Chana Bar Tzion, Masal Tachana Bar Meir Zev, Schus Rufu Etzir, Chur Yichai Yichai Vifega, Vas Michai Yudis Basia. In the Gemara and Pesachim, Adaf Mim Zayin Amid Beis, Mim Ches Amid Alp, the discussion, if Muks is Doi Reiser or not. So, first we see the opinion of Rabba that Muks is Taka Doi Reiser. Then Abai says to him, how can you say that Muks is Daraisa? Because I asked Rav Chisda, and some say Rav Huna. What's the din if somebody brought a seh that's Muksa from the place that it's grazing because it's outside of the Yishuv? And it's not being used, and he shechted it for a tamid and yamtiv. What's the din? And you wanted to be miyashev from the brisa, and the brisa says, among other things, we're skipping a little in the brisa, we're on memches amar aleph, that yachol, I might think, that lo yavi min amuksa, the brisa says, you're not allowed to bring nisachim from Tevel, because it has to be Mimashi Yisrael, Menamut Ali Yisrael. I might think you can't bring it from the Sachim either. Yachol Haiti Lomar She Haita Lomar She Yachol Ein Mivikshem Shem Mivim Nisachim in a Tevel, Kachloevi Bishabbat or Biyomtov Nisachim in a Mokze, Menayain Shekzeo Mulashtameshbo Bishabbat or Biyomtov, Kevan She Noah Uyaz Li Yisrael. Amarta Shem Lefareshkin. So I might think that you can't bring Nisachim from the Yayin that you set it aside not to use it on Shabbos or Yantiv, since it's not Roy for a Jew, just like Tevel isn't Roy, you're not allowed to use it so too from an Amuksa. So you said, Nayin Lefarish Kain, says the Braisa. Ma Tevel Miyucha Ch Isser Gufo Goram Loi, Av Kol Dovish Isser Gufo Goram Lo, Yatsam Muksa She'ein Isser Gufo Goram Lo, Ela Isser Dover Acher Garamla. So, just like Tevel is special, that Isser Gufo Garamla, the Isser itself, so too everything that's Isser Gufo. Muksa is not Isser Gufo, it's Isser Dover Acher Garamla Shiaser Bachila. Something else that's causing it. And if you're allowed to bring it as Nisachim. And then he says, if you say that Isser Muks is Daraisa, what does it matter if Isser Gufo Garam Lo or Isser Dover Acher? So it's not Mimashki Yisrael. So it must be that Muks is not Daraisa. And therefore we can say that since Isser Dover Acher Garam Lo, Memela, it is Mutter to be brought on Mizbeach. That is the Gemara in Meseches Psochim and Daf Memches Amud Aleph. So Harav Amiel, Baruch Hashem, had many, many shiurim from his sefer Amidos Lecheker HaHaloche, which hopefully will be zocha to continue. He has a beautiful two svarim called Derech HaKodesh, and the first volume in the first perek. He says, L'choyra mashma, shekavanat ha-gemara b'kan, l'chalik bein isul gavo l'isul chevtza. Apparently what the Gemara wants to do here is to be mechalik between the Isser Gavra and the Isser Chevtza. In other words, Tevel, like all the surim that are b'chevtza, m'ma'atinan shabil shelo yavi mihem karbanos in isochim. That year m'mayit, you can't bring karbanos in isochim because it says m'mashke Yisrael. L'ychein muktze. The Hurak Isser Gavre. Muks is different. Muktza is an Isser Gavre. Mitzad Isser Shabbos, that's what it means, Dabar Acher Goramlo. Acher Goramlo means something else caused it, that it's an Isser Shabbos, an Isser Gavre. It's Mutar Ala Adam. And therefore, Tevel is an Isser Chepta that you're not allowed to bring as Nisachim, Hashem, because it's not Mimashki Yisrael. But Muksa is an Isser Gavra. Isser Gavra, Al Shabbos. Therefore, it's Mashma that since Nesachim is an Isser, Cheftza, all the Surah Torah is Surah Cheftza. Obviously, Shabbos is an Isser Gavra. But when you have everything else that's us or in the Torah, it's always going to be an Isser Cheftza. So Tevel is an Isser Cheftza, and all the Surah Achila are Isser Cheftzas. So in general, the Klal is going to be Shabbos and Yom Tov are on the person. That's an Isser Gavra. But other Surim are going to be a Surah Cheftza. Any Isser on an object is going to be on the object and not on the person. Like Nesachim, like Tevel, excuse me. However, you can't say this because the Ran writes in Nedarim 18a, the Yirmaskal Oknotinan, that every Loisus say in the Torah is an Isser Gavra. And therefore, a lot of Rishonim hold that Nedarim al-Chal and all the Surim. And if he says, Kainim Shalach on the Veil to Trefus, he's Chayiv Mishum Bal Yachel. Why is the Neder Chal? Neder is chal because it's an Isser Gavra. It's called Loisusei Shibatar Isser Gavra. And therefore, Nidarim Cholam Al Kola Isurim. Because when he makes a Neder, we know that a Neder is an Isser Cheftza. And when he But other loses says, like Nevelus and Trefus, those are Nisar Gavra, and therefore the Neder is Chal. These all loses say Shabbatars are Isar Gavras. The Melon makes a Neder on Nevelus and Trefus, and again, Nevelus and Trefus are an Isar Gavra. And Neder, we know, is an Isar Cheftza. So it's Chal, but he's not an Isar Chal Isar, because the neder is on the gavra, and the nevelus and shreifas are and the neder is on the cheftza, and nevelus and shreifas are on the gavra. So you can't say that pshat is that all the surah Torah are on the cheftza because it's not true. The rant is the surah Torah on the gavra. Therefore, it appears that in Maseches Nedarim, the Gemara uses the shamas iser cheftza v'iser gavra, and here we find new shem, new l'shaynis, iser gufo garam lo v'iser davar acher garam lo. That in Maseches Nedarim, Higbalnu at Mehut HaYisurim. Uvekan et Sibatam, Kolomar, Tebuchol Yisur Tzichim Anu Lahagbil et Mahuto. Im De Adam Asur Alea De Cheftze, O De Cheftze Asur Alea De Adam. Zehu HaMusag Yisur Cheftze Yisur Gavre, De Lashem Mochiach. Like this. That in Nedarim, we use the Lashonas of Yisur Cheftze and Yisur Gavre. Here we find new lashonos. Iser gufoi goram loy, v'iser dover acher goram lo. So it's not only different lashonos, it's different concepts. In the Darim, we limited the essence of Isurim. And here there are reasons. In other words, every Iser we have to limit its essence. Is the person usher to the Cheftza, or is the Cheftza Aser to the person. That's the Musak Isser Cheftza and Isser Gavra. But the Lashon proves that we're talking here on Dibbinstein the Atzmusim of the Isurim. Is the Adam Aser to the Cheftza, or is the Cheftza Aser to the Adam? If the Adam is Aser to the Cheftza, it's an Isser Gavra. If the Cheftza is Aser to the Adam, it's an Isser Cheftza. Avagama Makom de Isser Havi bin Mahuso Isser Gavra, even if you say that the Isser is inherently an Isser Gavra, Adain yesh lachkor, b'sibasoi, im hu b'gufoi, o b'davar acher. What is the sibas ha'isr? Is it, what's the reason for the isr? Let's say the isr is b'mahus an isr gavra. It's an isr on the person. But what is the sibas ha'isr? What causes the isr on the gavra? the item itself or something else. Rova Isurim, like Nevela and Shrefa. If the Mahusa Isur is, according to the Ran, an Isur Gavra, but the Siba for the Isur is in the Gufa Davar HaAsur, because the Nevela or Shrefa. In other words, okay, tell me Nevela and Shrefa is an Isur Gavra. But what's the Siba to Isur? The Cheftza. The reason the Gavra is Asur is because of the Nevela and Shrefa, because of the Cheftza. But there are other Isurim, that not only Mahusam Hu B'Gavra, Agam Sibasam, Hilo B'Cheftza, Ach B'Davar Acher. There are other Isurim, that not only is there Mahus B'Gavra, their Siba is also not in the Cheftza, but in something else. And that's what the Gemara here in Pesachim is saying, when it's Mavdil Bein Isur Gufoi Goram Loi, or Bein Isur Davar Acher Goram Loi, to show, Ki lo be'etzem ha'isur hu don b'kan, ach al ha'gorem lo. What's the goyrem that's misabev the isur? So here in Pesachim, we're talking about what's causing the isur, not what's the mahus ha'isur, what's the sibas ha'isur. And therefore, when the Gemara is saying over here that tevel, the sibas ha'isur, is the goof, is the item itself, that's the Sivas HaIsser. Muksa, the Sivas HaIsser, is Davar Acher. It's not Isser Gufo. It's Shabbos, that's the Sivas HaIsser. We're not talking about the Mahusa HaIsser, we're talking about the Sivas HaIsser. So it emerges according to this, that their Isurim are broken up into four different categories, or two that are four. Isur Chevtze, Isur Gavra, Isur Gufo Garamlo, and Isur Davar Acher Garamlo. Those are the four categories. Now here in the Derech HaKodesh, there's a long he'ara from Shimon Shkop, who concludes his letter, Yedidoi Oiz. Nobody should say that Reb Shimon Shkop didn't have friends who were Mizrachiites. Here you have a Yedidoi Oiz. So I look forward in a future shir to looking b'li neder at the He'ora of Reb Shimon. And continues Rav Amiel, V'advarim brurim bekan, rak az nekra min ha'asur kishel siba hu ba'asur. In ki etzem mahut ha'isur u b'gavra ka'anal. So we have a limud that it has to be min ha'mutar li Yisrael b'lo min ha'asur. In Mimashki Yisrael, it has to be, in order to go on the Mizbeach, it has to be Min HaMutar LiYisrael V'lo Min HaAsur. What's called Min HaAsur? When the Siba is in the Asur. Even though the Mahus is in the Gavra. But if the Siba is B'davar Acher, like Muksa, that the Siba Se'isur is Shabbos and Yamtiv, that are on the person, so it's min ha'mutar. So that's the nidon here in the Gemara. What's the siba se'isser? So by tevel, siba se'isser is the cheftza. And by muksa, the siba se'isser is the gavra, Shabbos and Yom Tov. So one can look at this and say that it sounds nice, but it doesn't stem at the end of the Gemara. Because the end of the Gemara says, V'yamr sisr muksa doi raisa, mali yisr gufo, mali yisr davar acher. If you say that isr muksa is doi raisa, what does it matter if it's an isr gufo and isr davar acher? They're both min ha'asr, they're both not allowed to be put in the mizbeach. So you see, there's no difference between isr davar if the Sivas Isser is Bechepzer or Bedavar Acher, both of them are not called Menamot Li Yisrael. If it would be Daraisa, neither of them would be called Menamot Li Yisrael. However, you can't be Mefarish Krishas Hamakshin Kipshuta. Shim Kenerev Shalom Ala Makshin Litam Eich. According to you, that Muks is only Nisr Drabanan. Why do we need to come on to the chilek between Nisr Gufo and Nisr Dabar Acher? Not a chilek at all. We should have said, Pashat, Ma Tevel Miyuchat Sha'asr Midai Raisa, I've called Dabar Sha'asr Midai Raisa, Yashem Muktzer Sha'asr Drabanan. So, according to the Makshin, there's no chilek between Isser Gufo, according to the way you're understanding it. Isser Gufo, Isser Davar Acher. The whole difference is between Dairais and Dirabana. Because the Makshin is learning that, the only reason that Muks is Beseder to go on the Mizbech is Dirabana. Hashem Kain Tevel is Dairaisa. So there's really no chilik between Isser Gufo and Isser Davar Acher. So what's this Isser Gufo and Isser Davar Acher? The whole word is only Dirabanan, and that's the Makshin should have said. And the Gemara should have said that the chilik is between Tevel, that's Dairaisa, and Tevel, that's Dairaisa, and Muksa, that's Dirabanan. Because what's the Mahalach of the Gemara? The Mahalach of the Gemara is, we're discussing is Muksa Dairaisa or not. So we have this Chilik in the Braisa. Matav, Amis, Matav, Miyuchat, Shisir Gufo, Garam, Lo, Avkol, Shisir Gufo, Garam, Lo. Whenever Isir Gufo, Garam, Lo, it's Aser, Lamizbeach. And Yatsam Muksa, that ain't Isir Gufo, Garam, Lo, Dabar Acher, Garam, Lo. So the Braisa makes the Chilik between Gufo and Dabar Acher. And now the Makshin says, and if you're going to tell me that Isir Muksa is Dairaisa, so what does it matter if it's an Isser Gufo and Isser Davar Acher? They're both going to be pasul. So if you understand the Makshin Kipshuto, then the Gemara doesn't make sense. Then the Gemara shouldn't have said that Yatsa Muksa Shein Isser Gufo Garam Lo Isser Davar Acher Garam Lo. It should have said Yatsa Muksa, that's only the Rabbanan. That's the chiluk. Elavadai shegama makshin yadav del ben itzul gufo garam lo ben esur davar acher garam lo. To have del mugash heitev basechel. So the makshin knew this chiluk between esur gufo garam lo and esur davar acher garam lo. Because this is something that one can discern logically. So, something that has no Sibas Ha'isr, it's just an Ariyahu Deravi Alei, that's just a lion that's crouching on top of it. In other words, it's something external. It's a Sibat Stadis, that's called that it's Mutter Li Yisrael. V'yomnam gamim neyma de muktzah de Rabbanan, anu zkukim lehavdel hazeh, kasher yitba'er baprakim habayim. So even if we say that muktzah is de Rabbanan, we still need to come out to the chiluk of Isser Gufo, Isser Dabar Acher Garamla. And it's not enough to say that muktzah is de Rabbanan, because we still need to come out to the chiluk of Isser Davar Acher Garam Lo, as we are going to see in the coming prakim. Ach kushiyato hi b'ofen zeh. Hey, nemes shachiluk chiluk u'muksin ikres shapir min amud li Yisrael. So it's true that the chiluk is a correct chiluk, and muks is called min amud li Yisrael, because it's only Isser Davar Acher Garam Lo. But since muks is da'ay raisa, it should be asur mitzar acher legamrei. Why? Because Isser Muks is not only Isser Achila, It's also an Isser Tashmish Vahanami Dairaisa, like Rashi explains Pesachim 47b. And when it says Apik Havarav Ayal Muktza, Zokt Rashi, the Hashta Lekala Memar Holm Dimidaraisa Aser Lashtamish Be'esh Muktza Beyamtif. Which means that now you can't say ho'il. Because if the eitzim are muksa, v'ayil etzim muksa, bring an ayil, put in an eitzim of muksa, make that on the list. The Gemara had a list before of a various assurim that a person is over if he's mevashel good on gid anashe, b'chala, b'yamtiv, v'ochla. He said he's over on five assurim. We're trying to figure out what those five assurim are. So the Gemara suggests one of them is Havara, and then the rejection says, no, it's Atzei Muksa. And you can't say Ho'il, because Atzei Muksa, there's no Ho'il. There's no, since Orchem might come, because you're not allowed to use these Atzei Muksa and Yantiv. So therefore, that's one of the five Isurim. Vim Kain. So yeah, it's true that mitam and amutar li Yisrael, you're allowed to bring muksa. Why are you allowed to bring muksa? Because it's an isur davar acher garama. So when you want to bring it for a carbon, you're allowed to bring muksa for a carbon, because by a carbon we have a din of mimashki Yisrael, mena mutter li Yisrael, and this is considered mutter li Yisrael if it's muksa, because iser davar acher garam lo. And therefore, you're allowed to bring, you're not allowed to bring Nesachim and Atevel, but you're allowed to bring Menamuksa. Because that's only Yisr Dabar Acher Garam. Aval, halo zeo gufa shem evyo b'tol korban ba'ado, have shimu sh'nesar alav. Zeh shekatuv, yamris Yisr Muksa doi raisa, mali Yisr gufa garam lo, mali Yisr Dabar Acher Garam lo. כלומר, דעתם הזה אינו מספיק כלל, ואפשר לבוא בזה מצד אחר, מצד איסור שימוש, דאורייתא. Meaning, the Gemara is saying that you've solved the muksa problem, meaning, min המותר לישראל problem, because it's דבר אחר גרם. So this thing that we have, that has to be min המותר לישראל, ממש כיסור, min המותר לישראל, you've solved, because it's איסור דבר אחר גרם. What's the Isser Davar Acher Garam Lo? That it's only because of the an Isser Tzadi, but not the Mizbech itself is Mutter. However, you run into another problem, and that is that you're not allowed to use this. Like we saw before, Lekel Memer Ho'il, the Midaraisa, Asa Lishtamish Beish Muksa Biyamtif. So, and it's true that Mitam and Amutter Li Yisrael, you're allowed to bring from Muksa, but the fact that you bring it as a carbon is a Shimush that you're not allowed to do. And that's what it means. Yam Resister Muksa Daraisa, Mali Yisra Gufa Garam Lo, Mali Yisra Davar Acher Garam Lo. In other words, this reason is not enough. These can come for a different reason. Mitzadis Rishimish Daraisa. You're not allowed to use it. So what comes out, according to what we're saying, is that the Gemara definitely, it's not enough to say it's the chilik between Darabanan and Daraisa, because you see it's not like that from the Braisa. Because the Braisa isn't mechalik between Darabanan and Daraisa. The Gemara is mechalik between Isser Gufo Garamlo and Isser Dabar Acher Garamlo. That if it's Isser Gufo Garam Lo, then it's not allowed in the Mizbech. If it's Davar Acher Garam Lo, then it is allowed in the Mizbech. And that's because that's the Sibas HaIsser. So we have four Chalukim. We have an Isser Gavr and Isser Chepta. That's the Mohus HaIsser. And then we have the Sibas HaIsser, which is Isser Gufo Garam Lo and Isser Davar Acher Garam Lo. What causes the Isser? So sometimes you can have that it'll be the Sibas HaIsser will be, or the Mohus HaIsser will be on the Gavra, but the Sibas HaIsser will be on the Chepta, like an Avela. That the Mahusa Isser is on the gavra, like the Ran says, that the gavra is not allowed to veil up. The sivas yisur, what causes the yisur, the chavtza. So these are the four categories. And when it comes to garing on the mizbeach, if it's an isur gufara, in other words, if the sivas yisur is not in the chavtza, if it's a davar acher garam lo, then it's going to be mutter on the mizbeach. And that's what the Gemara. And you see that the Gemara asks that the Gemara makes a chiluk between Isser Gufo Garam Lo and Isser Dabaracha Garam Lo. Even though the Gemara says, if you're going to hold that it's Daraisa, there's no difference between the two. But if you understand that Kipshuto, then you have to ask on the Makshin, and why doesn't the Gemara make that? Why doesn't the Braisa make that chiluk? If the vortis is the chiluk is between Darabanan and Daraisa, then why doesn't the Braisa make the chiluk between Darabanan and Daraisa? So the Makshin knew there's a difference between the two, between Isser Gufo Garamlo and Isser Dabaracha Garamlo. And therefore it makes all the sense in the world that there's going to be a chiluk between. There's going to be a chiluk between whether it's the Sivas Isser is in itself or the Sivas Isser is a Dabrit study. And that the Makshin knew. And even if we say that Muksis Derabbanan, we're going to come on to this difference, as hopefully we're going to explain in a future shir. So as Kasha is, it's true that there's a chiluk. A chiluk is a correct chiluk. But we have a different problem. And the problem is that it's Asar Alts Muksa. If Muksa is Dairaisa, then it's going to be Asar Alts Shimush. Not going to be Asar Alts Isser Gufo Garam Lo, that he agrees with. But if you say Muksa is Dairaisa, then it's going to be Asar Alts Shimush, not because Menamutal, Memashki Yisrael, Menamutal Yisrael. That we solve because Isser Dabar Acher Garam Lo. But if you hold that it's that, that Isser Muks is Darais, it doesn't matter if it's an Isser Gufo Garam Lo or an Isser Dabar Acher Garam Lo, because it's going to be Asar Alts Shimush. Even if it's an Isser Dabar Acher Garam Lo, you're not allowed to use Muksa. So what are you going to tie it back to me? You're going to tie it back to me that Mitzislav Lehanas Nitna. Mitzislav Lehanas Nitna. And therefore, you can't call it a shimush because mitzvahs aren't given for hana. But the problem is that the Rambam says, Ein mevi menachos esur mizbeach 5:9.
It's mitzvah lehanas nitnu. The Rambam doesn't hold the mitzvah lehanas nitnu by karbanos. The Rambam says that the problem with the nana is that it's a since there is a hana, and therefore it's a mitzvah baba vera. Since orlan kila akerem aser b'hana, so it's a mitzvah baba vera's nana. So you see that we say the mitzvah lehanas nitnu when it comes to the karbanos. So here there's no gather of mitzvah benos. And so again, so the Gemara's kasha is that you have a shimush problem. Problem is that you're using, if muks is daraisa, you're using something on Shabbos that's daraisa. It's an isur daraisa, and you're not allowed to do that. You're going to say, mitzvah lehanas nitnu. The answer is there's no gather of mitzvah lehanas nitnu by karbanos. As we see from the Rambam. Rambam says that Orlan Kilei Akerem, you're not allowed to bring Menachas and Nesachim for Orlan Kilei Akerem because it's a mitzvah Baba Vera and your Nana. I have mitzvah Lehanas. And the Rambam doesn't hold to that. Tosa says mitzvah Lehanas. It's not Shai Chana. And in the Chasam Sofer, and the Chuvus and Archaim Simon Kufpei writes that it was in Amachlokis in the Rambam and Tosis. Tosis also Moed Bekachim, that you're kofer the person you're mimashgen achi akrivu, that it's going to be lehanas nitnu because he's mishtar shile, because he's gaining, because by using these surah hana, he's gaining that you're not taking from things that he's allowed to get hana from. So it's called hana. And Tosis is referring, you know, when it's not considered hana by karbanos that ain't mimashkenim. So that's what Tosis is talking about. The Rambam's talking here about menachas and nisachim, that you are mimashken, you do take a mashkin, you do forcibly take the menachas and nisachim, therefore Tosis would agree that here there's no gather of mitzvahs la'avihanas nitnu, and he is nanek, because mimashkenim, and therefore if you take from his Surianah, you're not taking from his permitted things, and therefore it is a considered hana. So akopanim, the karile shabrika karile, the kimuksa darais yasa bikamatsachim shakopanim. The problem here is going to be shimush, and everybody holds that here there's an inyan of hana, there's an isser of hana, and that's the Gemara's kasha, that he holds muksa's darais, it's going to be asra hana, but again, not because it is mina asra li yisrael, because mina asra li yisrael is only if it's a gufa garamlo. Akopanim yotze lanu, Yisod, that there are four different categories. Iser chetz, iser gavra, iser gufa garamlo, iser racha garamlo. And we have just a veldt of things to talk about, Rabbi Yisai. So please stay tuned. And Amir Tzashem, we will see continuing the flows. Rabos v'gedolos, mitoylas Hashem. And this was Gevaldik. Thank you so much for listening, and Be'ezrat Hashem, anachnu b'li neder nizkeh lahamshich lalechet b'darkeinu hatova, lehavin b'imkei svarot haTalmud v'chochmata. Shalom, shalom, uvayidem.